Today on Gardening in a Minute, caring for tomato plants. Tomatoes are fun to grow and offer many delicious fruits as rewards. Caring for your tomato plants is easy, no matter what kind you're growing. Stake your plants to keep the fruit off the ground and help conserve space. As the plants grow, tie them to the stakes at a few different heights, just below fruit clusters. You can also use tomato cages to trellis your plants. Remove side branches as they emerge to make your tomatoes larger. Leave 2 to 3 main stems. Water your tomatoes on a regular basis and utilize mulch to help conserve moisture. Check your plants regularly to catch insect and disease problems before they become severe. There's nothing like a fresh, ripe tomato straight off the vine and warm from the sun. For more information on tomato care, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, purchasing plants. Spring is the time for new growth and new garden plans, and it's exciting to contemplate all the plants that you can put in your garden. Before rushing out to the nursery, study your planting site and make a list of the growing conditions and the plants you need. Buy the plants from a reputable nursery with a neat appearance and a knowledgeable staff. A poorly maintained nursery may have lower quality plants. Avoid buying plants with weak, poorly formed, scarred, or cracked trunks or branches. Foliage should be evenly distributed and healthy. Inspect plants for signs of damage from disease or insects. Make sure roots aren't coming out of the bottom of the pot, which can indicate a root-bound plant. Finally, make sure that you buy plants that are well-suited to the site and plant them correctly. For more information on purchasing plants, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, controlling mole crickets naturally. Mole crickets are a common problem on Florida turf, and especially like to munch on bahia and Bermuda grass. There are natural ways to control mole crickets. Homeowners can apply beneficial nematodes, or tiny worms, to their lawns. These nematodes can be purchased from vendors and sprayed in a water solution onto lawns. The mole cricket nematodes should be applied to moist soil in the spring or fall when the adults are most plentiful. Once the nematodes are in the soil, they enter the mole cricket's mouths, killing them with a bacterium that they carry. The nematode's offspring enter the soil to infect other mole crickets. The nematodes can survive, multiply, and spread as long as there are mole crickets. They're not harmful to people, animals, or landscape plants. For more information on mole crickets, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, grouping plants by their needs. Different plants can have very different needs. That doesn't mean you can't use a wide variety of plants in your landscape. In fact, you might have vastly different conditions, from sunny dry locations to more shady or damp spots where different plants can thrive. Landscapes often feature a large lawn scattered with a few shrubs. While this may look like the norm, it can actually make your life a whole lot more difficult. Turf and woody ornamentals have very different water, fertilizer, and maintenance needs, and one misplaced shrub can disrupt watering and mowing. You can reduce maintenance and conserve water in your landscape by grouping plants according to their requirements. Think about how often you'll need to trim, water, and fertilize different plants before you place them in your landscape. It'll make your life a lot easier. For more information on landscape maintenance, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, gardenias. The gardenia, with its brilliantly white fragrant blooms and glossy dark green leaves, is a favorite landscape shrub in Florida. Gardenias can be used as screens, hedges, borders, or ground covers. They may also be used as freestanding specimens or in mass plantings. There are many different cultivars of gardenias which vary greatly in form, flower type, and plant size. Plant your gardenias in full sun or partial shade for the best flower production. They prefer moist, well-drained, mulched soils. Prune your plants just after they finish blooming to keep them full. Plant your gardenias in your landscape along a path you frequent or near a window where you'll be able to enjoy their wonderful scent. You can also cut the blooms and put them in a vase or jar to add fragrance to your home. For more information on gardenias, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.